Today, Germans are quite proud of the band Kraftwerk.
They're now kind of paraded as the best of Germany, and look how we influenced the entirety of popular music across the globe. There are only two important influential bands in the world of pop music. That's the Beatles and Kraftwerk.
That's writer Uwe Schurter.
I think it's true, but of course I'm supposed to say this.
His new book is called Kraftwerk, Future Music from Germany. And yes, he argues the band helped bring about the rise of hip-hop and electronic dance music. And theirs was an unlikely success. Their U.S. breakthrough was a 22-minute electronic ode to driving called Autobahn. Kraftwerk is now considered a pioneering electronic band. But Schurter says that wasn't quite how things started. In the 70s, they were just experimental artists from Germany's art capital, Düsseldorf.
They had this idea to use machines and to work with everyday sounds, yeah, with the noises of driving on the motorway, with the noises of car engines, of car horns. So this was electronically simulated, though ultimately it turned out at the end they just took some library records and so they took the sound effects of that. In a sense, Kraftwerk weren't that electronic in the beginning. This was also experimental in the sense of how do you build a drum kit? If there are no such things as a drum kit, you go to the scrapyard and you buy various other things, knitting needles, and then you try to build something out of the sort of odds and ends of this debris, of this stuff from the scrapyard. You try to build an electronic music machine.
You know, you're writing about the idea of Kraftwerk representing an effort at the kind of rebuilding of Germany in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Culturally. And yeah. I think you even say, to quote, political, cultural, and moral rebuilding of Germany.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you mean by that? How does a pop act do that?
The band members all belonged to the first generation of Germans being born after the Nazi period, after Second World War ended in 1945. So they were Germans who grew up in the rubble, who saw the destruction of German cities. They inherited the trauma of being born into a collective of perpetrators, of mass murderers, of people who attempted a genocide.
And they try and redefine this identity, it sounds like, through art, culture, and technology.
Technology, art, culture, but harking back to a previous age, to an age before the Nazis, to the great age of German culture and art and cinema, expressionism, the Weimar period, the interwar period. So they had to look back to find German traditions they could associate with, not something that was tainted by Nazism.
Right. And they embraced the European project, right? They sort of embraced the idea of Europe.
Absolutely. Of course, being German meant to be a European from then on. La musica ideas portará. Nationalism was obviously too close to racism, and so a new German identity could also only be developed in the European framework.
You talk about their way of looking to the future, and their 1981 album was called Computer World. And in the music, they actually even talk about people, like the widespread future use, right, of personal computers. Was that part of this kind of futurist mindset? Were they reflecting broader thinking at the time?
Yes, but broader thinking at the time in the German context, in, for example, the use of computers by the equivalent of the FBI in Germany to track down left-wing terrorists. As it happens, Düsseldorf was also home to the headquarters of IBM. So they arranged a meeting or a factory visit at IBM headquarters to try to find out about these new machines that were coming up on the market. Huh? Interestingly, Computer World is an album made 95% devoid of computers. It's all analog, only the vocals. There was some electronic or digital treatment to them. But Computer World, as prophetic as it turned out to be, is still an analog record.
How does the music make the leap? Meaning, for instance, two U.S. burgeoning electronic movements? I mean, does Kraftwerk and their music inspire and spread other kinds of electronic movements that we're familiar with but may not realize their influence?
Obviously, there are too many routes and avenues of exchange to list them, really. But the most important, I think, or because it happened so early, was Planet Rock by Afrika Bambaataa. Where you can clearly hear the two Kraftwerk samples, Numbers being one of them, and the other is the melody from Trans Europa Express. Detroit, Kraftwerk are considered kind of godfathers of Detroit music and treated like, German gods who every time they visit.
It's funny because the music is still sampled, right? Like Frank Ocean, Dr. Dre. I've been surprised at the artists who reach for those albums in particular.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't seem like a natural point of reference.
Yes. Right. It's true. I mean, the big discussion, of course, is would techno have emerged without Kraftwerk? And that's in a way also a silly discussion because, yes, of course it would, but maybe would have sounded differently because Kraftwerk were the first to kind of realize this, to put it to tape, if you like. But of course, these ideas float around and it's the times that produce these ideas. Particularly the influence on Detroit techno music, which is so close, demonstrates that you cannot really and should not really consider music in terms of national constraints or of national definitions.
Right, but you're saying that there's a kind of cross-pollination that was happening.
So we don't really know, but the point is that Kraftwerk demonstrates that music is international. Faire du Nord, Paris, Roubaix, Tour de France, La Côte d'Azur et Saint-Tropez. Or that music is not, strictly speaking, the product of a specific national or cultural background, but that it emerges. Yeah? That pop music is a global language, and indeed music is the global language, despite the differences in vocals, of course. The sound, the music is something that can be understood globally.
Well, Uwe Scharta, thank you so much for speaking with us. This was a really fun conversation.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
Uwe Scharta, his new book, it's called Kraftwerk, Future Music from Germany.